August 16th from the book of Ezekiel. In the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth day, while I was sitting in my house, and the elders of Judah were sitting before me, the hand of sovereign Yahuwah came upon me there. I looked, and I saw a figure like that of a man. From what appeared to be his waist down, he was like fire, and from there up his appearance was as bright as glowing metal. He stretched out what looked like a hand, and took me by the hair of my head. The Spirit lifted me up between heaven and earth, and in visions of God he took me to Jerusalem, to the entrance to the north gate of the inner court, where the idol that provokes to jealousy stood. And there before me was the glory of the God of Israel, as in the vision I had seen on the plain. Then he said to me, Son of man, look toward the north. So I looked, and in the entrance north of the gate of the altar, I saw this idol of jealousy. And he said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing? The utterly detestable things the house of Israel is doing here, things that will drive me far from my sanctuary? But you will see things that are even more detestable. Then he brought me to the entrance to the court. I looked, and I saw a hole in the wall. He said to me, Son of man, now dig into the wall. So I dug into the wall and saw a doorway there. And he said to me, Go in and see the wicked and detestable things they are doing here. So I went in and looked, and I saw portrayed all over the walls all kinds of crawling things and detestable animals and all the idols of the house of Israel. In front of them stood 70 elders of the house of Israel, and Jezaniah, son of Shaphan, was standing among them. Each had a censer in his hand, and a fragrant cloud of incense was rising. He said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel are doing in the darkness, each at the shrine of his own idol? They say that Yahuwah does not see us. Yahuwah has forsaken the land. Again he said, You will see them doing things that are even more detestable. Then he brought me to the entrance to the north gate of the house of Yahuwah, and I saw women sitting there, mourning for Tammuz. He said to me, Do you see this, son of man? You will see things that are even more detestable than this. He then brought me into the inner court of the house of Yahuwah, and there at the entrance to the temple, between the portico and the altar, there were about 25 men, with their backs toward the temple of Yahuwah, and their faces towards the east. They were bowing down to the sun in the east. He said to me, Have you seen this, son of man? Is it a trivial matter for the house of Judah to do the detestable things they are doing here? Must they also fill the land with violence and continually provoke me to anger? Look at them putting the branch to their nose. Therefore I will deal with them in anger. I will not look on them with pity or spare them. Although they shout in my ears, I will not listen to them. Then I heard him call out in a loud voice, Bring the guards of the city here, each with a weapon in his hand. And I saw six men coming from the direction of the upper gate, which faces north, each with a deadly weapon in his hand. With them was a man clothed in linen, who had a writing kit at his side. They came in and stood beside the bronze altar. Now the glory of the God of Israel went up from the cherubim, where it had been, and moved to the threshold of the temple. When Yahuwah called to the man clothed in linen who had the writing kit at his side, and said to him, Go throughout the city of Jerusalem and put a mark on the foreheads of those who grieve and lament over all the detestable things that are done in it. As I listened, he said to the others, Follow him through the city and kill without showing pity or compassion. Slaughter old men, young men, and maidens, women, and children, but do not touch anyone who has the mark. Begin at my sanctuary. So they began with the elders who were in front of the temple. Then he said to them, Defile the temple and fill the courts with the slain. Go. So they went out and began killing throughout the city. While they were killing, and as I was left alone, I fell face down, crying out, Ah, sovereign Lord, are you going to destroy the entire remnant of Israel in this outpouring of your wrath on Jerusalem? He answered me, The sin of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great. The land is full of bloodshed, and the city is full of injustice. They say, Yahuwah has forsaken the land. Yahuwah does not see. So I will not look on them with pity or spare them, but I will bring down on their own heads what they have done. Then the man in linen was with the writing kit at his side, brought back word, saying, I have done as you commanded. I looked, and I saw the likeness of a throne of sapphire above the expanse that was over the heads of the cherubim. Yahuwah said to the man clothed in linen, Go in among the wheels beneath the cherubim. Fill your hands with burning coals from among the cherubim, and scatter them over the city. and as I watched, he went in. Now the cherubim were standing on the south side of the temple when the man went in, and a cloud filled the inner courts. Then the glory of Yahuwah rose from above the cherubim and moved to the threshold of the temple. The cloud filled the temple, and the court was full of the radiance of the glory of Yahuwah. The sound of the wings of the cherubim could be heard as far away as the outer court, like the voice of God Almighty when he speaks. When Yahuwah commanded the man in linen, "Take fire from among the wheels, from among the cherubim," the man went in and stood beside a wheel. Then one of the cherubim reached out his hand to the fire that was among them. He took up some of it and put it into his hands of the man in linen, who took it and went out. Under the wings of the cherubim could be seen what looked like the hands of a man. I looked, and I saw beside the cherubim four wheels, one beside each of the cherubim. The wheels sparkled like chrysolite. As for their appearance, the four of them looked alike. Each was like a wheel intersecting a wheel. As they moved, they would go in any one of the four directions the cherubim faced. The wheels did not turn about as the cherubim went. The cherubim went in whatever direction the head faced, without turning as they went. Their entire bodies, including their backs, their hands, and their wings, were completely full of eyes, as were their four wheels. I heard the wheels being called the whirling wheels. Each of the cherubim have four faces. One face was that of a cherub, the second, the face of a man, the third, the face of a lion, and the fourth, the face of an eagle. Then the cherubim rose upward. These were the living creatures I had seen by the Kabar River. When the cherubim moved, the wheels beside them moved, and when the cherubim spread their wings to rise from the ground, the wheels did not leave their side. When the cherubim stood still, they also stood still. And when the cherubim rose, they rose with them, because the spirit of the living creatures was in them. Then the glory of Yahuwah departed from over the threshold of the temple and stopped above the cherubim. While I watched, the cherubim spread their wings and rose from the ground. And as they went, the wheels went with them. They stopped at the entrance to the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of God of Israel was above them. These were the living creatures I had seen beneath the God of Israel by the Kabar River, and I realized that they were cherubim. Each had four faces and four wings, and under their wings was what looked like the hands of a man. Their faces had the same appearance as those I had seen by the Kabar River. Each one went straight ahead. Then the Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the gate of the house of Yahuwah that faces east. There at the entrance to the gate were 25 men, and I saw them. And I saw among them Jezaniah, son of Azur, and Pelatiah, son of Benaiah, leaders of the people. Yahuwah said to me, "Son of man, these are the men who are plotting evil and giving wicked advice to the city. They say, 'Will it not soon be time to build houses? This city is a cooking pot, and we are the meat. Therefore, prophesy against them. Prophesy, son of man.'" Then the Spirit of Yahuwah came upon me, and he told me to say, "This is what Yahuwah says. This is what you are saying, O house of Israel. But I know what is going through your mind. You have killed many people in this city and filled its streets with the dead. Therefore, this is what the sovereign Yahuwah says. The bodies you have thrown there are the meat, and the city is the pot. But I will drive you out of it. You fear the sword, and the sword is what I will bring against you, declares the sovereign Yahuwah. I will drive you out of the city and hand you over to foreigners and inflict punishment on you. You will fall by the sword, and I will execute judgment on you at the borders of Israel. Then you will know that I am Yahuwah. The city will not be a pot for you, nor will you be the meat. I will execute judgment on you at the borders of Israel, and you will know that I am Yahuwah. For you have not followed my decrees or kept my laws, but you have conformed to the standards of the nations around you." Now, as I was prophesying, Pelatiah, son of Benaiah, died. Then I fell face down and cried out in a loud voice, "Ah, sovereign Yahuwah, will you completely destroy the remnant of Israel?" The word of Yahuwah came to me, "Son of man, your brothers who are your blood relatives and the whole house of Israel, are those of whom the people of Jerusalem have said, 'They are far away from Yahuwah. This land was given to us as our possession.' Therefore say, this is what the sovereign Yahuwah says. Although I sent them far away among the nations and scattered them among the countries, yet for a little while I have been a sanctuary for them in the countries where they have gone. Therefore say, this is what the sovereign Yahuwah says. I will gather you from the nations and bring you back from the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you back the land of Israel again. They will return to it and remove all its vile images and detestable idols. I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. Then they will follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. They will be my people and I will be their God. But as for those whose hearts are devoted to their vile images and detestable idols, I will bring down on their own heads what they have done, declares the sovereign Yahuwah. Then the cherubim with the wheels beside them spread their wings, and the glory of the God of Israel was above them. The glory of Yahuwah went up from within the city and stopped above the mountain east of it. The Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the exiles in Babylonia in the vision given by the Spirit of God. Then the vision I had seen went up from me, and I told the exiles everything Yahuwah had shown me.